From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama meets Monday with his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, after arriving Sunday in Cuba, the first sitting U.S. president to do so in nearly 90 years. He restored diplomatic relations with Havana last year after a 55-year break. The president Sunday was greeted by Cuba's foreign minister. Aside from a walking tour of old Havana, he also met with U.S. embassy staff.
Everything we've accomplished so far, more Americans coming to Cuba, more engagement with the Cuban people, civil society, faith groups, entrepreneurs, students, young people, more opportunities for the Cuban people to improve their lives. It's all happening because of you. Every single day, you're bringing the Cuban people and the American people closer together.
Mr. Obama will also meet Monday with Cuban entrepreneurs, members of civil society, including human rights activists, and deliver an address to the Cuban people during a historic three-day visit. As he arrived Sunday, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. More than 50 were detained, including the leader of the Ladies in White, Berta Soler. She said they were gathered to exercise their rights, including the right of protest. Cuba recently released some political prisoners and has taken steps to open up internet access. But a Human Rights Watch report last year found the government continues to rely on arbitrary detention to harass and intimidate individuals who exercise their fundamental rights. The Democratic Republic of Congo is extraditing one of the most wanted suspects in the Rwandan genocide to face charges for his crimes. Ladislav Intaganzwa was arrested in eastern Congo last year, transferred into UN custody early Sunday before being sent to Kigali. This is VOA News. Hundreds of